Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
High fly ball, deep right field. Rowdy Tellez has done it again.
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Our guy Lane Grindle is with us. Good afternoon, Lane.
What is going on? Great to be with you this afternoon.
Hey, I want to ask you about Aaron Rodgers. Kind of a broader question. Not so much about Rodgers, I guess, but you know, you were a part of the Brewers organization when Josh Hader got traded. Kind of the face of the team, very popular player, very talented player. What's it like, and I'm now referring to Aaron Rodgers, when a guy who's been the face of the team and has really been the franchise for a long time suddenly is no longer a part of the locker room? What's that adjustment like?
Yeah, it's different. I don't think there's any way you can get around that. I think the situations are certainly different. Josh was a closer and an all-time great at that, but Aaron Rodgers has done it for longer, and he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, obviously. So they are a little different situations in terms of what the impact probably is around the team, but it was different. Josh was a big part of the success the Brewers had had over those handful of years, and so it took a little bit to get used to it. And you eventually wake up and say, everybody's got a job to do. You got to go do your job and do it the best that you can, and you rally around the people that are in your clubhouse or in the NFL's case, the locker room. And I think that's what you'll probably see the Packers do. I think with this, it's been so drawn out for so long. Just the fact that you can finally get some closure on it will be healthy for everybody.
Yeah, I think that's right, Lane. Here, the timing of it all, right? The Hader trade appeared more stunning. Like, whoa, where did that come from? Though his long-term future was in question. Rodgers' long-term future always seems to be in question, including still today. But the off-season nature, it probably is a little bit easier to get, you know, time in between when you have to take the field versus when the deal was done.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment as well, for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's, to me, they're different. You knew probably with Josh that at some point he was going to get moved. That's how the business of baseball works, especially with relievers, because of the, you know, if we were going to compare it to football, you know, relievers are a little bit like running backs in the NFL. The window's a little shorter, typically. And so you don't always see relievers get that big contract from the team they come up with. A lot of times they get moved somewhere at some point in the last 2 years of their arbitration, and then they get the big deal when they finally get to free agency if they've been able to stay healthy enough, and you hope for those guys' sake that that's been the case. But it's certainly interesting. I was in the clubhouse when the Rodgers deal went down today, and so I was like one of the last people to find out about it, and people were buzzing about it, and I'm like, what am I missing here? And then I finally found out that the deal became official today.
Well, hey, you made it back from a long road trip, which is great. I know Levering ate some grasshoppers on a TV broadcast. Did mm-hmm. you not go down that path, Lane?
I didn't. He offered me the grasshoppers. I punted at that opportunity. I had no real interest, like none at all. Now, hey, now, like, don't play it slow here, Greg. You got a chance to take in some crab last night that Levering brought back from Seattle as well.
So he
was feeding everybody.
So that was
he's feeding you crab. He was offering me crickets.
Yeah, no, I think that worked out pretty well. I thought that was a little risky to buy crab from the Pike's Place Fish Market and then carry it on the team plane home. I thought that was a bit of a risky move.
It was a very aggressive move. That's a year 9 move. I don't know if it's a year 8 move for me. This is my 8th year. It's year 9 for Levering, so I think that was a year 9 move.
Hey, you mentioned the bullpen, Lane, here. It, by and large, been very good here for the Brewers. A big-time hiccup yesterday, and then roster moves associated. One more of an injury, one just kind of a DFA. Overall, where do you think this bullpen is, and is Craig still trying to figure some things out?
Well, I think every team in baseball is probably still with some roles that are being defined. What those roles are might vary from team to team, but the one thing the Brewers have is they know they got the ninth inning figured out with Devin Williams, and I think they have a lot of confidence in the seventh or eighth inning, depending on how the game is unfolding, and Peter Strzelecki, because he's been outstanding. And Hobie Milner's following up a great season last year and giving them a great left-handed option that they can use for leverage outs late. The Bush hiccup yesterday was disappointing, no doubt. He goes on the injured list today. And Craig Counsell talked about Javi Guerra today, and I thought he had a good answer where he said, look, we really liked the arm. And we liked the arm in spring training. We still really like the arm. But it's hard to develop at the major league level because we're looking for results, and they hadn't been there. And if Javi Guerra had options, the Brewers unquestionably would have optioned him and let him go down and try to work on some things. But he didn't have that ability. They had to designate him for assignment to make room for somebody else. So we'll see if Jake Cousins can find that 2021 form. The slider's still big. It still plays. If he can command the fastball, I think he's a guy I still believe that can have a lot of success at this level and be a leverage guy for the Brewers before it's all said and done. And another lefty's always a good thing. And so bringing Alex Claudio back up after a couple of years away from the organization, a guy that everybody's familiar with and pretty popular guy in the clubhouse as well, I think is another nice move.
Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle, we love when you're with us on Mondays. Lane, thank you so much.
I appreciate it. I really enjoyed the track talk before I came on as well. I'm a fellow track guy. I was impressed
nice.
With Greg's accomplishments.
Yeah, go to my Twitter and check out the picture. It's pretty amazing, Greg with hair.
1996 state semifinal in the 400-meter dash. I did
awesome.
Not know the picture existed.
What was your time? What was your time in the quarter mile?
So it was a very windy day that day, and I think I qualified for finals with like a 50.6. I won regionals and sectionals with like a 50.2.
Don't apologize for that. That's really good. That's good.
Times went down in college, so that's for sure. It seems like kids are faster these days than they were back then.
Better than me. My times went up in college.
Oh.
Lane Grindle, have a good
handheld
stopwatch.
There you go. That's a good point.